Our third scripture lesson from the Gospel of St. Luke. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. The angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. You may think that night started off just like any other night, but I'm here to tell you it didn't. It was a terrible night for me when it started out. Everyone else in Bethlehem was partying. Everybody was there in Bethlehem, and I was stuck out in the fields with these sheep, these stinky sheep. These lowly sheep. "Excuse me, I'm Amos. I was one of the shepherds that night." And at first I didn't like it very much. Talk about being the low man on the totem pole. Everybody else is over there in Bethlehem partying. I can hear it. It's only a few feet away. And here I'm in a stinking job. But I guess that's what happens when you're a nobody, when you're a lowly shepherd. Everybody else goes on, and we're stuck out here with these sheep. We had been done with supper. We were sitting around and complaining, like we usually do. We were watching the sheep sleep and looking out in the dark night. And all of a sudden, bang, there was an angel, appeared out of nowhere. Have you ever seen an angel's face? It's not like any human face. It's glorious. And the glory of the Lord shot out of from above the angel and below the angel and to the right of the angel and the left of the angel. Oh, it was like a door in heaven had opened up and all this heavenly light just streamed into our dark night. " I'll never forget what that angel said. I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. It's amazing after all these years how that just keeps on echoing in my mind. Good news of great joy for all the people. Wow. I was sure the angel had bad news. Oh, as soon as I saw this angel, my heart just about burst. I nearly fainted dead away. I said, oh, this has to be the angel of death. Amos, you've really done it now. God himself has sent the angel of death to strike you down. But no, the angel said, "As good news. Good news. Good news? No, no, no. Angels don't come with good news. Angels come with news much better than good. Good news is the price of wool has gone up. Good news is that I got a week off of work. Good news? No. This angel came with great news. Fantastic news. The best news that has ever been heard on the face of this earth. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. Today? Now, we have heard for thousands of years that the Messiah is coming. This Christ we talk about, he's coming most definitely, but probably not in your lifetime. Oh, he hasn't come for so long, and he probably won't come for so long. Do you know what a shocker that is? When you're so prepared for the Messiah to come some lifetimes away in the future, and all of a sudden you hear it's today? That's a jolt. We've been waiting and waiting, and we're ready to wait and wait and wait some more, but now all of a sudden it's today? Maybe you'll have kind of that same shock when he appears for a second time. And maybe you'll be as shocked that today has come as I was when he first came. Today in the town of David. The town of David? Why? That's Bethlehem. That's just over there. That's Bethlehem. That's where Jesse, David's father, raised little David. Over there in that little town? Why, it just steps away. We're out in the fields. In the town of David. And then the news, the good news. A Savior has been born to you. Oh, we've been waiting for this Savior. God talked to Adam and Eve, to Abraham, Isaac, and Israel about the Savior who was going to come. David in his Psalms talked about God himself would come and redeem Israel from all their sins. And today, the Savior has been born. What a miracle. It's hard for my shepherd's mind to grab a hold of that one. God himself would give us the greatest gift of all, himself. In human flesh, he'd become a baby. Now, I've got lots of sheep, but I doubt that I'd ever want to become a sheep in order to save the sheep. I just don't love them that much. There's always another one to replace. You lose one, you get another. But here, God himself, our good shepherd of heaven, becomes one of the sheep to offer himself. These sheep here, they're destined to go to Jerusalem and be sacrificed on the altar. But now I hear there's a new lamb. A new lamb born in Bethlehem, the Lamb of God who will be sacrificed on the altar. God's sacrifice to save us. You know what I like least about being a shepherd? The dark nights. I don't mind the daylight. I don't mind all the hard work. Well, the smelly sheep, but anyway, the dark nights. Not only is there time to think, but there's danger out there. There's wolves and lions, and you can't see them. It's a horrible thing to hear a little lamb being chewed up alive by a wolf or a lion. their pitiful, helpless cry until there's nothing but silence. To me, that's kind of like Satan. Satan taking a bite out of one of us. Oh, in the dark, how his voice comes and tempts us to come. And then he pounces and he bites. And oh, we squeal in such guilt and shame and anguish over and over and over again. I also sit and wonder in the dark. Are any of my enemies out there? Those people back in Bethlehem that I've done dirt to. Could they be lurking in the darkness just waiting to hit me on the head? I think about such things. Makes it hard to sleep at night. But today, a Savior has been born. If this is what people do to other people when they're mad, what could the heavenly God do to us when we love wickedness more than we love him? Oh, could he ever thump us on the head? But no, the angel said, a Savior has been born to save us from Satan biting us and devouring us and dragging us off to his hole, and from all the enemies, even a just and holy God, he saved us from. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. Wow. That's not good news. That's the greatest news. Good news of great joy. That joy was starting to rise within me. But then I noticed this angel was so filled with joy. And I wondered, this isn't your Savior. Why are you so filled with joy and ecstatic with energy? And then it dawned on me. This messenger of God is so filled with joy over the message because God is so filled with joy over the message. This message that he's promised and now he's fulfilling, and he's even more excited than these angels. I'm doing it. Now I've sent my son to be one of them, to save them, and it fills God's heart with joy. And just as I was looking at that angel, so enjoying his job, all of a sudden, there was a legion of angels. A whole sky full of angels singing and shouting and praising God. Glory to God in the highest. And on earth, peace. Peace to men on whom his favor rests. Wow. What a song of joy. And that joy, nothing in this earth can destroy. Glory to God. Of all the wonderful things God has ever done, the greatest of all is that he would come and give himself to be one of us so that we could be in his family and with him. Glory. Glory that he would have such a master plan. And that his peace would rest on us. But then the angel said something that really took me back, that got me thinking. And this good news is for all people. Really? All people? All's a big word. Even us lowly, dirty shepherds? Even the richest of the rich, all Israel, the lame, the blind, the poor, the grand, the influential, all? Could he possibly even mean those silly Gentiles? Oh, excuse me. I guess it does, because you're here. And so his good news is your good news too. That shall be for all the people. And then the angels left. just as quickly as it come, back to the dark night. Well, what were we going to do? Just sit and stare at our silly sheep? No, that's when we decided, oh, time to get up. Time to get up and go over to Bethlehem and see this thing. And sure enough, Joseph, Mary, and there was little baby Jesus in a box that they feed cows in. And there he was, looking as much like any other human baby that you could ever see. But there's the Messiah. There's the Lord God of heaven and earth, and fully human all at the same time. What a holy miracle that night. We told lots of people. Some laughed at us. Some were very curious, but kind of busy. They had a lot of things on their agenda. And I hope and pray that you're not too busy. Mary pondered these things. We could see how she was going over and over them and wanted every detail of what had happened to us. And it was like another diamond or gold coin she put in her chest that she just kept on thinking about over and over. And I pray that you too ponder all these things every day of your life. Our shepherds... We went back, but oh, we went back thanking and praising God who keeps his promises, who is trustworthy to the very end. And I pray that you too will go home with a song of praise in your heart, trusting that he keeps his promises, he is good to his word, and so this baby Jesus has truly changed everything for us. And God's favor rests on you and me. And so we have peace. Peace with God. Peace with ourselves. Peace that lasts throughout this life and on into eternity, where we'll see Jesus face to face again. And I'll be able to see those angels once again too. And so a good Hebrew word, amen.